Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 12, 2023. Common revelation of the Creator. Question: people with a point in the heart want to reveal the Creator as good, as who created and controls us. Will people without a point in the heart come to such a revelation? Answer: yes. Everything we do within ourselves and between us is absorbed by a common desire. Therefore, all those living on earth are imbued with a common fulfillment that we want to awaken. As a result, we will come to a state where the common desire will be revealed, and the Creator will be manifested in it as the only one who fills it. Question: does it mean it is possible to push other people to the revelation of the Creator? Answer: yes, we are obliged to push each other toward the Creator. It is very difficult for a person to come to the Creator by himself. But if others push him, he will come to this easily and quickly. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 30, 2023. Revealing the glory of his kingship. According to the law negation of negation, humanity is at the point where nature is shaking us. And it will rattle us with wars, hurricanes, earthquakes, terror, anything possible, more and more. Humanity will eat itself up until the remaining small fraction of people rise to the next degree. But if everyone would want to rise voluntarily, here is a methodology for you. There is no other way. But this is the law of nature at all degrees. It acts even on the corporeal level. This is how nature works. How does inanimate matter turn into vegetative, vegetative into animate, and animate matter, that is, today's people, move to the next degree? We just do not want to turn on our brains and see how much logic there is in this. There is nothing else. We cannot do it any other way. What is the most important law of evolution? When each stage fulfills itself, considers itself unnecessary, and accepts its next state as desirable although it is the opposite of it. Everything happens according to the law of negation of negation. From CabTV's I Got a Call. How can you be trusted? August 27, 2011. What pair would you give? Question: a little boy plucked two pears from a tree and brought them home. Mom asked, "May I try one pear?" The boy thought about it, then took a bite from both. Mom thought that her son was greedy and she needed to have a conversation with him about greed. But the boy suddenly handed her a pear and said, "Both are delicious, but this pear is much sweeter. How can one learn to give the better thing to the other?" Answer: in general, this is the correct state in children. Because for them to take a bite, try, and then give it to the other is natural. Just like small children pull a pacifier out of their mouth and hold it out to you as a sign that they love you. Question: yes, exactly so. But here the emphasis is precisely on the fact that he gave his mother the better bear. The sweeter one. Is that what you mean? Answer: yes. Question: why do we, once we grow up, give the others the less sweet bear? Answer: we are getting smarter. This is a child, he does not have much egoism yet, and therefore he does it wholeheartedly. Question: what is our cleverness and our growing up? I mean, our growing up is that we do not give the best to others, but we keep the best for ourselves. Is this growing up? Answer: of course. Question: why does this happen? Answer: because our egoism always turns everything to the opposite. Question: are we aware of this? Answer: we are aware of this. I remember it even on myself, that about 2 years ago I also did this, I gave the best to the other. But then I had to mess it up. They gave me two postcards, and they said to give one of them to my cousin. I did not know which one to give, because they were both beautiful, so bright, colorful, and nice. I had to do something with it, so I bent the corner of one postcard, rubbed it a little and then gave it away. I was already smarter. Question: but did you realize that it was wrong of you to damage it specifically to give it away without a worry? Answer: so that I know which one to give, otherwise I could not choose between the two. Question: and the further the scarier? Answer: of course. Question: when do we receive this feeling? What am I doing? How is that possible? Answer: we need to learn a lot through examples. This is not easy. Question: but does it always come to a person or may it never come? Answer: it depends on the person. Comment: that is, it may come, and then he is horrified that he wants to give the worst to the other all the time. My response: yes. You see, I still remember this example. Question: apparently it does go into the heart. When a person understands this, feels that he is like this, and he does not want to live like this, in such a nature, what should his actions be? Let's say, I felt completely how I am giving the worst to the other. Answer: if this is already changing in a person and he begins to recognize this, then this is already the road to correction, to self-examination, and so on. This is already a cool thing. Question: so can I internally tell myself that I am already going down some wrong path? Answer: probably, yes. Somewhere you are already getting close to self-examination. Question: I remember you told me how you were sitting with your teacher, sorting coffee beans. This sorting them bean by bean was really annoying. Suddenly your teacher said to you, imagine that you are sorting these beans for your teacher, and the teacher will drink coffee made from these beans. And let's say, these others are for the friends. Tell me, did that thought give you strength at that moment? You, in principle, perceived your teacher practically as a father. Does an exercise in thought give strength to a person? Answer: frankly speaking, at that moment, I do not think I understood it yet. But in general, of course, this is a great example. Question: did your teacher Abhash live like this himself? Answer: he lived like this. I remember when he told me this, I realized how much I was not on topic. Question: when a person finally understands that he is on topic, does it mean that he has reached some kind of straight line, has reached the path? Answer: yes, it is good for a person to reach this state. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 8, 2023. Blessed problem. Comment: when a person is under pressure from problems, you say that this is a blessing. The main thing is to keep the correct intention in any situation. My response: of course. After all, everything that happens comes from the side of nature, which closes us and surrounds us with its integral influence. If we feel some undesirable phenomena, it is only because these properties have not been corrected in us. Through any bad occurrence or a manifestation of something unpleasant, I must see an instruction coming to me from nature to find out what else I need to correct and where I have something uncorrected. In the same way, when a person has some pain, this pain is an indicator of the disease, and then with the help of this pain, he begins his treatment. Question: but what is the right way to do it? Answer: we are given Kabbalah as a method for this. Question: it often happens that even people who study Kabbalah ask you, why did this happen and how should I feel about it? Answer: they ask because they do not understand yet, they do not see the whole picture of the universe. But according to the correct approach, you have no right to destroy and change anything in the world. You have to change only yourself, and your attitude toward others. The world is a copy, an imprint of your inner self. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Problem Solving, September 7, 2011.